This is the Disaster Recovery Hour. Here's your host, Chris Plunkett.
Good morning. It's Saturday, a little after 7. This is Disaster Recovery Hour. I'm your host, Chris Plunkett. Every Saturday, between 7 and 8 in the morning, the show is about disasters, emergencies, and how I can be helpful in putting you in the right direction about being prepared if these before these emergencies happen, and also after and during and post disasters. A lot of my guests have certain disciplines that they've been very very informative over the months, and it's been rolling along quite nicely. Listenership's going up, website's getting hit, tweets, Facebook, you know, all that social media thing that scares the dickens out of me. But with that said, just want to do a shout out to Mike Venentes, who's the founder of ThePrepRoom.net. The website is fantastic. You have to go see it. Again, it's ThePrepRoom.net. So he has a lot of things. What we focused on last week with the weather that we're involved right now. But before, when I had him on last week, that whole week we were getting slammed in the northwest, you know, like central part of the country with snow, and I'm looking at all these trucks and these cars and people being stranded. If you remember, Nick Moracy was talking about, you know, make a plan, get a kit. You know, these kits are also applicable for cars. Nick's going to be on the show next week. It's going to be airing on Christmas, but it's definitely a good holiday present to listen to that guy. He's got, you know, Nick's from he's the director of communication from the OEM out of the state police down south here in Jersey, which encompasses the entire metropolitan area, because they cross information with the state of New York and the city and the Port Authority and stuff like that. But with Mike last week, you know, we talked about stuff that your rudimentary standard equipment you should have in your car. Besides, you know, you have your jumper cable. But you know what? Those energy bars, staging water, a blanket. I mean, did you see some of these people? They were in the car for 15 hours, and the cells were going dead. So backups with that. I know it's, you know what? You got enough to do. You got to go to basketball. Now it's more in the winter, so you got to go to wrestling. You know, basketball. You got to go swimming. You know, whatever, indoor track. Whatever your kids are doing, and you're like, you know what? Get in the car. Let's roll. These are the things that need to be in the car. And I learned the hard way. I was telling you about being last year being stuck in a snowbank, but I got myself out with no jacket on, unprepared, because I made a quick run down to the store. These are the things you got to think ahead. And again, if I repeat it every single week, and I think the listenership, as you know, is going up, you know, after a while, it's going to hit home. I know my mom and dad used to whack me around pretty good with that. Do be prepared. Don't be a knucklehead, you know. It's relevant. It's relevant. So with that, I just want to say thanks to Mike, and go to the website, check it out. There's some things that you know that you could buy. We're in the winter months; it's freezing out there, and this is the time of year where pipes seem to freeze, and people aren't prepped there, and then flooding happens, and also lots of candles and the holiday lights on the outside, the inside, and whatever religion you adhere to. With your different type of lights, and I get very busy this time of year. You don't want to meet me professionally, you might want to meet me socially. So if you need to go get some tips and tools to the trade of mitigating damage, you can go back to some past shows and look at some of the old, listen to the old podcasts. But with that said, we're moving into, you know, it's officially winter. This past week, I got a couple of bumps in the road. We've had some frozen pipes, had one fire, so I've been a little busy. Also, if you wanted to take a look at some of the tips from Captain Dan and Chief Mark Fatorchek from the fire departments, I think we were about 5 or 6 weeks ago. I was going to have him on today, but we were jammed up with a new segment. There's a new type of disaster, or I should say new type of disaster, but a disaster that I don't think about a whole lot. I see it in the paper, read about it, and that's financial disasters. And my guests today are going to be Bart J. Tarulli. He's a financial advisor from Ameriprise Financial, and also a foreclosure and bankruptcy specialist. Michael Guidro is an attorney out of Teaneck, New Jersey. They'll be joining us later on. Because disasters come in many, many flavors nowadays. And as you know, I talked about diabetes. I figured a disaster property damage radio talk show and talk about diabetes. And we also talked about Haiti. We had Little Paul and Big Paul. While I'm on that subject, If you following us on Twitter or Facebook, or going to my website and you see some activity regarding MMRC, please go to MMRC's official webpage, and they'll be giving the correct story. We seem to have some issues down there in Haiti, and for a couple of guys who are doing the right thing, they got jammed up with some cross information and accusations and things like that. They were great guys. You know, it got big hearts trying to do the right thing down there, like a lot of great Americans, and also there's a lot of foreign people down there. So the show encompasses a lot of different things. So the website is mmrcglobal.org, and you're gonna get a live update. The accusations are not good. It seems that the LP Little Paul, in doing a transport for a very sick child, something happened, and unfortunately the child died. And accusations are negligence on Little Paul, and I'm hoping it all works out, because at the time being he's being held, and it's kind of it's a scary situation. Like I said, these are guys that are just dynamite guys, willing to do anything, give the shirt off their back. And they felt the need to help their fellow human being, basically what it comes down to. If you guys want to listen to that podcast, go to my website, cbpems.com, and you can hear it. I mean, the way these guys talk, there's such conviction in trying to help their fellow human being. It was just that simple. And now there's an issue down there. And issues are very a very vague way of describing what's really happening down there. We don't have the actual. There's too much cross information coming across, so I don't want to confuse the situation or imply anything. I'm not a political guy, but if you want to go to their website, do that. Maybe Nancy will give you the more up to date information on that. Let's get off that. It's the holiday season. Had to say it because I thought these guys were righteous and. The kind of guys you'd like to be in a foxhole with. It is the holiday season, and just want you to, to be very aware of this time of year. Frozen pipes. Some of those things you can prevent. Winterizing your pipes, looking at your gutters and your leaders and all the rest of that stuff about property damage. But also very key this time of year is fire with candles, pets, the lights on the tree, the lights in the windows. These things are they're a danger. And they're nice, they're pretty. I have them at my house, but I do monitor them very closely. Keeping the tree dry, I am talking about Christmas trees. That's what I do celebrate at Christmas, and keeping the tree full of water. I've had a couple of high-profile Christmas tree fires over there in New York City. I can't really get into it. Made the papers with Christmas trees. It's a symbol of a happy time of year, and what came of it was not very happy. But again, let's talk about what's happening with today's show. It's going to be about financial disasters, and Bart J. Tarulli from Ameriprise Financial is going to be talking about and being prepared about the future and how you can avoid a disaster in your financial world. I can help you with your property all day long. Okay, that's what I do. But when I see things like this, occasionally I do see it a couple times a year, people who have property issues and it's compounded with financial issues. So that's that would be the first couple segments after the break will be with Bart, and we're gonna have Michael Guidreau. He's an attorney. Michael's on the other side of Bart Tarulli's information and being prepared. Michael's the kind of guy who could, if you weren't prepared financially, he could help you out. Does a lot of different areas of the law, but majority is with bankruptcies and foreclosures. And again, you're saying, Chris, what are we talking about here? Where it's property disasters and emergencies and fires and floods and collapses and trees through homes and businesses. What does Michael Guidreau, the attorney, have anything to do with it? Well, I'll tell you, it's a disaster in this country, especially now, where we have houses that are upside down, houses that were bought for $600,000 that are now worth $400,000 or whatever number you want to pick. Either way, it's still a disaster up here. And I know I'm fortunate, thank God, that I'm not in that situation. But I have some friends that are, and I saw them over the holiday season, the Thanksgiving. And some guys lost their jobs, some girls lost their jobs, and they're experiencing just that. There's a lot of that out there. It happens to the best of them. So with that said, that's what's going to be happening later on in the show. Let's go to a station break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Disaster Recovery Hour with your host, Chris Plunkett, on AM 970, The Apple. When disaster comes into your life and attacks your property, you need action fast. CPP Emergency Services and Restoration will find the visible and hidden damage caused by a fire or flood. With quick response and correctly applied damage mitigation protocols, CPP can save you valuable time and money and get you back in the game of life. Anytime disaster strikes, quick, focused action is what can save your property. CPP's professional staff is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Call 201-483-8953. That number again is 201-483-8953. Visit us on the web at www.cppems.com. Write this number down. 201-483-8953. CPP Emergency Services and Restoration. Servicing the New York Metro and Tri-State area. And now back to the Disaster Recovery Hour on AM 970, The Apple. Here's your host, Chris Plunkett.
And we're back. Station break. This is the Disaster Recovery Hour. I'm your host, Chris Plunkett. Every Saturday at AM 970, The Apple, we'll talk in New York between 7 and 8 a.m. in the morning. You know, disasters and emergencies come in a lot of forms. And if you've been an avid listener, you've noticed I've gone from property to the state police. I've gone with the Haiti, I've gone with diabetes, you know, so there's, it encompasses disaster. Like I said, disasters come in many forms and many shapes and colors, if you will. But, you know, in this economic downturn in our economy, there's a major disaster that's still unraveling, and hopefully someday soon it will end, but it's about financials. And my guest today is Bart J. Terulli. He's a financial advisor from Ameriprise Financial. Bart, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
Bart, so I'm not telling you anything new about what's happening out there in the world of finance and the disasters that are across the board. So you must be busy. I know if anyone wants to check out the website, you can go to my website because you have Bart's banner on there. Just click on there and get some more information for him. But we're going to jump into it because it's a pretty deep and serious conversation about finances. So, Bart, why don't you give me what you're seeing on the forefront nowadays?
Well, more so, and to piggyback on what you do with the disaster and recovery, the angle I'd like to take here and what I see more is prevention. And there are a lot of people who either don't know what they have or don't know what they don't have. So there are many things one can do to protect oneself financially for your present as well as for the people you'd like to leave funds to or property in the future. So I just want to go over a couple of things here in a generality, because each one can be dissected for a very long time. And let me just say at the outset, anything that I have to say is for educational purposes. I don't give legal or tax or investment advice, but I do give an overview of what's going on in the marketplace. Now, people right now, for their own personal protection, they should have some documents. And without these documents, should any sort of a disaster, and in our case, a disaster would be incapacity or death. So there are cornerstones, and there are some documents that everyone should have and should be revisited. Let me just start with the basic one, which would really be the cornerstone of any estate plan, and that's a basic will. You'd be surprised how many people and how many people who are educated and should know do not have a basic will.
I know. I ran into that last year when I bought my new house.
There you go. And the reality is, if you don't have a will, you do have a will. It's called the will of the state. So if you die in testate, you have the will of that particular state. And when you have that, it's really their wishes more so than yours. And that's not certainly the legacy you want to leave. On top of that, when you have your will and you have it formulated the way you want, you can put down all of the wishes you wish, everything, and know that somebody who you appoint will be able to execute all the requirements and desires you want. You get to nominate a guardian for a minor child. If you pass or a couple passes and they don't have a designation, the child becomes a ward of the state. It doesn't go to Aunt Tilly or Uncle Max. It goes where the court says. So many things you can do to prevent disasters. You get to nominate an executor. That person will act as your legal representative after your death. And we'll also specify how the estate taxes and other expenses are to be paid. And also, by having a will, they all go through probate, which is really a court-supervised process of administering and proving a will. In other words, They want to know that the guardian you've appointed is going to execute your wishes, and then make sure they do so. But with probate, there's a couple of things you have to know. It takes a long time. It's public. And it's costly. So there are ways that we can do certain things that may not have to go through a will. But that's the first form that people should have. If you're over 18, no matter what you don't think you have, you should have a basic will.
You know, because most people are a little squirrely about dealing with their own finances, because I think they're thinking, maybe I don't have enough things to even require some paperwork, but that's not necessarily true.
It's not only the amount. It could be a precious item. It could have sentimental value. It could be a lot of different things. The reality is, if you don't take your plan, you're going to take your state's plan. So I'd much rather be proactive than have to be in a position where I'm no longer here, and then the person or nobody is reactive.
So what are they expecting to when there's a face to face with you? You come out, they come to the office, whichever hour the meeting's set up. What is to be expected? And if you just join us at the Disaster Recovery, I'm your host, Chris Plunkett. My guest today is Bart J. Terulli. He's a financial advisor from Ameriprise Financial. And we're talking about disasters, financial disasters. And you know what? I've met many people, after their property is destroyed or have issues there, they're also financially in a pickle. So with these face-to-face meetings, what should they expect with you?
Absolutely. The first thing we do, and I come from a background of being a client and an advisor, so I understand the duality of the person across the table and the person that I'll be facing. First off, we have to figure out, what does the person want to do? Well, a wish is nice. Unless you memorialize it on paper, it is not a plan. So when you hear the terms battle plan, game plan, they're there for a reason. These are not cliches. You don't go to a ball game without having an idea of what you want to do. It may not execute it, but you have to have it. So I'll gather information. I'll look at tax returns, brokerage statements, insurance policies. Do you know that insurance rates right now are the lowest they've been in 14 years?
Wow.
Fact. Do you know that there's about one quarter of the amount of insurance agents out there that were 10 years ago? Many people don't even know what they have. They don't know if it's a 10-year term. Well, can I just go through that and renew without being underwritten? There are so many nuances that if you don't follow and you don't pay attention, the owners it will rely on you and your family members. Once you figure that, I'll take a look and I'll analyze all the information. It's a step process. Then I'll have a clear understanding. I'll look at what areas have to be addressed and which ones should be improved on. Essentially, I'll give my advice. We can toss it back and forth, but ultimately it's the client's decision what they can do, what they want to do. But reality is, we take action. So after that, We sit down, we go over, and we make a decision on what we're going to do. And that's really the way the initial meeting will go. It's very informal, but very informative.
All right. I mean, it's a touchy subject. So spending time with these people, they need to gain your trust. And I think that's, you know, in the world of finance, and especially with the bailouts with the banks and things like that. And again, I'm not a banker. I'm a property emergency service guy. But I can read the newspapers and watch the news, and I can get a general overview of, you know, there's a lot of mistrust along these lines with guys who are financial advisors.
Absolutely.
Or bankers. So you probably have a better part of your time, and most successful guys do this, I think, in any business that they do, whether it's, you know, serving coffee in the morning and, you know, tossing a pie in the air, they're attending to their clients, their customers, and so on, with a more of a personal touch. You know, I mean, that's what I equate to a successful person.
Right. Just to give any concerns, it's healthy to have a skepticism. It's not productive to be a cynic. So, having said that, with Ameriprise in particular, and probably other companies as well, we have a tremendous amount of compliance. Everything we do has to have an explanation. It has to pass mustard. I just can't say, let's put someone into XYZ. What's the reason for it? Why are we doing it? Is the client aware? The people who you've heard about in the news, well, they haven't had compliance people. They became their own compliance person. So you don't want the fox guard in the chicken coop, so to speak. So we have a great deal of accountability. And even our company will call up people to see how the meetings went and see if they understood what was discussed. So that can allay any concerns. Ameriprise is the leading company for comprehensive financial planning, and their reputation is paramount.
Oh. So, So what are the more common products that you want to try to get these people to jump on board with? I mean, because you don't want to get it all complicated right away. What are the ABCs of getting people in the right direction?
Well, again, you know, the products are, you know, that's the last thing I discussed because I want to find out what their needs are. If I see a couple with two small kids and they don't have insurance, before they do anything, they have to have insurance because the children cannot fend for themselves. It's no different than you want to protect your family and someone comes in and wants to install a alarm system and they say, oh, sir, we finished and 14 out of the 18 doors are completely monitored. May I have my check? I think I know what you'd say to that person, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Right, right, especially in our area.
The same thing. Everything has to make sense. It has to be a process. It has to be fulfilled. So there are some annuity products that have been out in the last few months that are brilliant. It helps the client in a declining market and in a rising market. So there's a lot of things here, but they have to be geared for that type of individual. If I may, I just want to continue with a couple of more of the documents.
Mm-hmm. Sure. No, definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
This is all also, about, I mean, these are prepared documents. These are, you know, for the future. So it's very applicable.
Yeah. For example, a durable power of attorney. You know, people become incapacitated. Sometimes they know it, sometimes they don't. Well, who's going to act on your behalf? If you have someone that you trust, you can, you know, designate a durable power of attorney, and that person will make the appropriate decisions, whether it's a medical issue or just your finances. So that's important to have a durable power of attorney form filled out. So in the event that something does happen catastrophic with no notice, there's someone to, you know, to take over.
Mm. Well, I'm speaking with Bart J. Terulli, his financial advisor from Ameriprise. We're going to go to the break, and when we get back, we're going to pick up on that, and I'm going to throw a couple more questions at Bart.
You're listening to the Disaster Recovery Hour with your host, Chris Plunkett, on AM 970, The Apple.
The money is all dried up, and the work is all gone. Don't want to go to the mailbox. Don't want to answer the phone. Did I mention my baby left me? They're foreclosing on my home. I need some defending. I'm a victim of predatory lending. Oh, help me, Michael.
Attorney Michael Guidreau is the cure for your bankruptcy blues. With nearly 100% bankruptcy success rate, Michael Guidreau is an expert in bankruptcy, credit card settlement, and loan modification. Call 201-837-7777 today for a consultation. 201-837-7777 and get rid of your bankruptcy blues. And now back to the Disaster Recovery Hour on AM 970, The Apple. Here's your host, Chris Plunkett.
And we're back. The Disaster Recovery Hour. I'm your host, Chris Plunkett. We're talking with Bart J. Terulli. He's a financial advisor. Bart's trying to hedge off what we talk about here about being prepared and the disaster that's happening out there in America and other parts of the world about financial disasters, people not being up on or losing money and things of that nature. But today is more about the future and being prepared and what certain documents you should possess. And also that you should be talking to somebody, especially a guy like Bart, who's been in the business for, 30 years at this point. Bart, so getting back to some of these important ABCs type of documents, why don't you continue with that?
Yeah, I'll just mention a few more that that should be in the armatorium, and that should really be a, you know, generally give you a good overview. Advanced medical directives. You know, how many people have you heard about that have been in a coma? Well, if they didn't have anything written down, there's no someone to say, how long do we stay? 2 or 3 years? You know, you have to explain your wishes that you don't want anything extraordinary to, you know, prolong your life. So you can put down very, you know, specifically and name a person that would make those decisions. A living will allows you to do that, a durable power of attorney, or it could be a do not resuscitate. But, you know, you have the power while you have the, you know, the faculties to make the decision. Something else you should have, it's not a legal document, but it's a letter of instruction. It just basically gives you personal wishes to somebody for a family member, and it remains private, but it's something that if you don't want to make public, you should have it on record and give it to a loved one. And the last thing I'll talk about quickly is a living trust. And a trust, we all heard the term and we throw it around, a living trust or revocable, which means you can, you know, change it, if you will, is a separate legal entity that you create to own property, such as your homes, your investment, and it's called a living trust because it functions well while you're alive. And one of the beauties of the trust is it doesn't have to go through probate. A probate meaning the court process, which means everything that you have listed in your wishes and your will, the guardian has to execute, and that becomes public record. Some people don't want others to know what they have.
Sure.
And that trust is not probatable.
Mm.
Okay, so these are general guidelines for a very in-depth subject.
So what's the most common theme when people finally do contact you? Because, people get kind of squirrely about their money and who do they trust it with, or even advice for that matter. So when you see a new client, what is the percentages of it, they haven't done this or they haven't done that? Is it generally the will and setting up for the future along those lines for the kids?
Well, that's almost, I would say, without question, 80% of people are lacking one or more of these important documents. Yes, they'll get around to it. Unfortunately, many times they don't. Insurance is another, if I may just digress for a moment. People will get around to it. The reason why I encourage insurance, for many reasons, you can have insurance on a home, you can have it on a car, it's mandated, but what are the chances of a house burning down? I don't know, 1 in 20,000, 1 in 100, I really don't know. What are the chances you're going to die? 1 in 1.
Right.
Very simple. So you have to look and see, you know, if you have something that you need to assign the risk, if you have some other people or charities that you want to be able to, fund or promote, but you want to do it as early as possible. And here's the reason. My whole philosophy, and it's been proven out, is you always want to get the percentage on the favor of the client. It might be 14 areas. Insurance. Well, I'll get it next year. Unfortunately, I had two people who decided to get it next year. One had a small minor problem, and one had a stroke. They could only afford one-tenth of the coverage.
They
had it done at the appropriate time, well, then the contract is there. So, you know, it's always in your favor. Nothing works if you delay it. There's nothing in your favor by delaying getting an insurance if you need it.
So what do you see the pitfall? Oh, I shouldn't even say the pitfall. People not having insurance? Is it I'll get to it next year, or is it, you know what, my physical, I'm a smoker? Again, these are disasters that I look at, you know, just like the diabetes show with Dr. Archie Roberts a couple of weeks ago about that, how that is just sweeping the nation with cardiovascular disease and obesity with kids. So with these people, do you think it's a medical hindrance for them to get life insurance or annuities or things of those types of products?
Well, I have to give you a definite maybe on that, and I say that because there were those who are perfectly ready and able and can afford it. They just are not ready. But you're never going to be ready because next year, just by the virtue of aging, your insurance goes up.
Right.
And if you have any of the basic medical condition, could be a high blood pressure, could be cholesterol, but things most of us have, you know, instead of getting the top rating, you might get second or third tier rating, and there's no reason for it. So that's one of the things. And people make, you know, become their own doctors, make their own diagnoses. Well, you know, let's have them, the underwriter, come back. You may not get that kind of bad rating, but at least when you have some insurance or whatever it may be, you have it, you own it, you control it.
Well,
you don't want it to be at the insurance company's mercy, because at that particular point, you know, it may not be what you want.
When I go to these people's homes, and unfortunately there's some form of property damage, which comes in many forms. I always ask them, when was the last time you talked to your broker, your insurance broker? Because, you know, maybe 15, 20 years, people just have this thing about just sending in their premiums and figuring that, you know, I'm covered for this, I'm covered for that. And so many losses that we call in the industry that are not covered. Just revisiting your policy is just the same thing as what you and I are talking about.
Absolutely.
You know, this is the Disaster Recovery Hour. If you just joined us, I'm your host, Chris Plunkett. Today's guest is Bart J. Terulli. He's a financial advisor. And Bart's trying to hedge off what I talk to people about. There's property damage and disasters that happen. And what can you do to prevent them? Then there's financial disasters. So Bart and I are discussing, you know, the rudiments of trying to get your future in order and hedge off any problems financially. Bart, what are some of the things there's some things that drive me crazy, but what about yourself?
Again, there's no need right now. We can do it later. And that's really a benign arrogance, because that makes the assumption you're going to be around later. Who knows? We could pick any kind of disaster. You know, if you look at anywhere you go, I guess in New Jersey, New York, or Connecticut, you see memorials on the side of the road.
Right, right. So,
well, I'm sure those people who went out that night didn't think they were not going to return, did they?
Right. You know, going out for milk back in the day. Back in the day, you went out for milk and you didn't come back.
Mothers against, drunk driving. You know, no one's watching over you as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do is, and that's why insurance is great, you can assign the risk. Pay a small premium, whatever it may be, but you've protected yourself and the ones you want. There are people who are living a life right now that they didn't have to because their spouse thought that insurance was a waste. Sad, sad. And also with insurance, it's just not just for that. There's ways of having insurance where you could separate it. And if you ever have estate taxes to pay, you can put the insurance premiums in a trust, which gets it out of your estate. And if you exceed the estate tax limit and you have to pay, hypothetically, $500,000, well, when this resets in 2011, it might go back to $1 million. Well, if you owe $500,000 at 55%, you have 9 months to pay that. Where are you going to get the money if you don't have anything liquid? Prudent measures to use.
But with today's market, you hear a lot about the silver and the gold. What are your thoughts on silver and gold and backing up with that?
My thoughts on silver and gold are no different than they were yesterday, 2 years ago, 5 years ago. Everything has to be in proportion into one's portfolio. Those are commodities. However, the people who are the Johnny-come-latelys or the Joni-come-latelys, and they want that just to bundle up, that's not prudent planning. That's taking a shot. Now you're no longer doing investing. Well, now you're gambling a little bit. So my job as an advisor and as fiduciary is to make sure, first, I do no harm. No question commodities should be a part of one's portfolio, but you have to sit down and plan because they don't pay dividends. You know, there are times when they're stagnant. How do you sell them? Well, there's lots of ways to buy them and sell them, which is the best. It's part of a program, but it's not the survivalist mentality, because it just hasn't worked that way.
You know, my second guest today is Michael Guidreau. He's an attorney, and you know Michael throughout the years.
Yes.
Michael and I are going to be talking about another form of disaster of what happens when you didn't plan for the future and you didn't have your finances in order. So I'll be talking to Mike in a little bit, but let's get some contact information from you, and also checking out your banner on my website, the links from there, cppems.com. Also, there's Twitter in the comments page that Bart can easily answer sometime in the upcoming week, you know, before the holiday kicks in for that weekend. What are the contact numbers out there, Bart?
Yes, if anyone would like to contact me, I'm amenable and open to speak with anybody. If you have a desire to learn and improve, I'll spend as much time as necessary. I'm located in a very convenient Bayside, New York. The address is 38-08 Bell Boulevard, Suite 10, Bayside, New York, 11361. And the phone number here is 718-229-9240. I realize that there are people who live outside of the geographical area. I go anywhere in the tri-state area as long as a person has a sincere interest and are willing to work with me. So I will come to you if that's something you desire.
And disasters, like I said, come in many forms. I appreciate you coming on the show today. And anybody wants to check out Bart's website, you can just go to his banner or off of my website, cppems.com. Bart, thanks a lot. Enjoy your holiday.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you with a follow-up after the new year.
That's terrific. Look forward to doing another segment, and thank you.
Take care, Network.
Bye-bye now.
You're listening to the Disaster Recovery Hour with your host, Chris Plunkett, on AM 970, The Apple. And now back to the Disaster Recovery Hour on AM 970, The Apple. Here's your host, Chris Plunkett.
And we're back. Disaster Recovery Hour. I'm your host, Chris Plunkett. AM 970 The Apple. I'm getting a little jovial. It is before the holidays, but there's nothing jovial about the situation we've been talking today. First, our first couple segments, we were talking with Bart J. Terulli, who's a financial advisor, about the plans and the paperwork you should have for the future. God forbid something happens and goes sideways and you're not covered financially. My side is the property side, but I also once in a while, every once or two, three times a year, I'll run into somebody who is, not only is their property underinsured or they don't have the proper coverage, but they don't have the money to pay for anything. Also, if the insurance isn't in play and they don't even have, out of living, it becomes a nightmare. That's with Michael Guidro, an attorney here in Teaneck, New Jersey. I've known Mike for a while, and what we talked about with Bart was being prepared. Now, if you're not prepared, this is when, unfortunately, you're going to have to deal with a person like Michael. I shouldn't say deal with it. That sounds like a kind of negative thing. Let's not even say that. But what I see is, you know, people are now in a pickle. You need Michael's help, or a person like Michael, but preferably Michael. Michael, glad to have you on.
It's nice to be here.
Michael used to have his
a radio show.
Yeah. So Mike slaps on the headphones as easy as I do. Mike, so you were here for the interview with Bart, and you've known Bart throughout the years. So let's just jump off of some of the things he was talking about. With the certain type of paperwork.
I think his main theme was preparedness, and if you don't have these papers in place, and as he said, it's 80%, it could be even higher if you're talking about all of them. But these people are in denial for the most part. People don't want to face their own mortality, and they always say, like Bart was saying, they can do it later. And especially with insurance, you know, the longer you wait, the more it's going to cost you. So you really should have those five or six documents that Bart was talking about to have your estate planning in order. But you really should make sure that the various insurances that you have, if you have them, good for you. But you should also be having them reviewed every couple of years to make sure they're still adequate.
So when people are coming to you, they've had a history of basically neglect and not being prepared.
Yeah, well, for the most part, I represent people that in this day and age right now are for bankruptcies and foreclosures, and obviously the financial climate is leading for a lot of those to come to my door, and there's no end in sight. But also people that just when they come to me for other things like their financial planning, they have nothing in order, and they're running to me to get the power of attorney they need for the sick relative that's in the hospital or just been discharged. And you know, they need to get some signatures right away. It's all, you know, after the horse has left the barn, so to speak.
Right, yeah. Right. So I know it was a little on the gloomy side, part of it about dying, but being prepared. With the foreclosures, which is I think on the forefront of the papers and the financial world, stimulus packages and trying to keep people in their homes because they're upside down and it's the devalued of the home. Correct.
Correct. That plus a lot of people have lost their jobs or had to, you know, take a pay cut. I mean, I have guys that still have the same job, but they're making 30, 40, 50% as much as they were before.
So they're coming to you to save them, or they're trying to get the to stay in the home? Because foreclosures on my end of the business, people are trying to swap up foreclosed homes, and it's just not that easy.
Well, it's not that easy. It's also, you know, full of a lot of pitfalls there because, for the most part, you're not getting to inspect the home. And a lot of the people that are being evicted are, quite frankly, gutting the place and taking whatever fixtures that should remain and even taking, you know, the copper piping out of there to you know, take something with them and get some money in their pocket.
So, which leads to trying to insure the place. So, because it's at an auction, it's not an open house on the foreclosure.
Unless you can get in and inspect it, it's a very tricky and dangerous thing to be buying a house in a foreclosure. Unless you have a rehab company in your back pocket that's gonna do it and fix it, and you know that, you know, you might have to go a lot more deeper in your pocket before it's inhabitable and sellable.
So, the paperwork that Bart was talking about. Those papers are the same papers you possess, and now you're trying to pick up the pieces for them. What's a typical scenario?
Well, the average person comes to me because they've gotten heavily in debt, relied too heavily on credit cards to make ends meet, and either they don't have any money to pay those debts anymore, and they want to get rid of them, and if they pay only their mortgage they can get by, but they can't pay the $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $80,000 of credit card debt they have. So you can stay in your house, you keep your mortgage current, and you get rid of what's called your unsecured debt, which is your credit cards for the most part. And sometimes there's hospital bills there or other, you know, nagging, lingering debts that they might have. But, you know, they want to save their house. They want to get back on track with their mortgage payments, and they just need to, you know, trim their expenses and be a little more frugal.
I mean, some of the things I've talked about in the past is not some, but the number one is, you know, the biggest asset you ever buy is your home.
Correct.
So it's the last thing you want to lose. So when they come, when people are coming to you, and again, this is a disaster, and it's, it has a lot to do with my end of the business also. Is it a consultation of, okay, what do you have? Is, like I was talking with Bart about, you spend, you must, because they're financially vulnerable. They're like I like to say, daily is, they're a bit squirrely. So coming to you and having to lay it all out and say, well, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. Where can you take me from here? Where do you go from there?
Well, a lot of people that come in don't really have a good grasp of how much they're spending and how much they owe. They also have an unrealistic idea of what their home is worth because they have really plummeted lately. A person who came in this past week thought that the home was worth $350,000 and it's really worth $200,000. And they thought they had $30,000 in debt. They really have $60,000 in debt. So until they put everything together and come in and gather all the information and fill out the forms and see exactly what's outgoing versus what they have incoming, they really, you know, are living in denial and you know, living, you know, borrowing from one credit card to pay the other and chasing those teaser rates, which then only last for 6 months. And then, you know, the stuff hits the fan and your 6.9% interest is 28.9% or 38%. And, you know, it just gets out of control and they, you know, they reach the breaking point.
So there is no free lunch. So they're moving laterally on the field and trying to – is there a book? Is there a game plan that they could do prior to coming in?
Well, prior to coming in, I tell them, you know, this is what I want to see when you come in because, you know, the consultation's free, so I prefer that they are somewhat prepared because they're using up my free time. Mm-hmm. But I want to give them an education as to say, you know, bring in your bills and add them up and bring in your pay stubs and your deductions and figure out what you're netting and versus what you are laying out and what your obligations are. And then you'll see that you're way out of balance. And quite frankly, sometimes, you know, the advice is to them, you know, forget keeping the house. You owe $600,000 in a house that's worth $375,000. And I tell them, would you go pay $600,000 for a $375,000 house? And they'll say, well, hell no. I say, well, that's what you're doing right now. You're never going to have equity.
Yeah, nothing's going to go around the corner that quick. Because, you know, when I have a flood or a fire and I tell people, listen, you need to take inventory, what's damaged, what's not damaged, because the insurance company is not going to sit there and go through your sock drawer. So it would be the same thing coming to your coming to see you for an office visit. I tell these people, you know, what do you have? Is it scheduled art? Do you have jewelry? Things that are related to property is the same thing on the bankruptcies or the foreclosures that you see. You know, what do you have for me? What do you, you know, how can I help you help yourself or vice versa, you know? So,
well, sometimes it's a reality check. You know, these people come in and I have a box of tissues on the desk because, you know, they realize they're making $4,000 a week collectively and then they all their deductions, they're paying out, you know, $5,500 a week. And I said, you know, these are just not working.
If you just join us, Disaster Recovery Hour, I do say this once a week. If you just join us in this segment, you're late. So my guest, my second guest today is Michael Guidreau. He's an attorney out of Teaneck, New Jersey. Michael deals with foreclosures and banking, bankruptcies. And I've known Mike for a while, but what I find relative is it's a disaster by the time you get to Mike, and he's going to try to stick you in a little more of a comfort zone after learning your predicament and how he can direct you in the right position. What is a stock client of yours in this scenario?
Well, like I said, they have a lot of credit card debt that they've relied on to keep the household going while they've had a loss of income either due to injury or a divorce or a loss of work or a reduction in their pay or some combination of those. And they desperately want to keep the house because they've gotten either a pre-foreclosure notice or a foreclosure notice. And in the days of old, when you got a foreclosure notice, unless you had the money to get it right and you get it right soon, you're going to lose your house. But now in New Jersey and New York, they have mandatory mediation where you can keep your house for much longer than you thought or you could in the past. They have a moratorium on your foreclosure for 6 months or longer. As long as you keep on working with the mediator, you're going to stay in your house, and hopefully you'll get a loan modification, and or you can do a bankruptcy and get rid of your unsecured debt, in other words, mostly your credit card debt, and which would then leave more money to pay towards your mortgage if you truly want to stay in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the advice is, you know, forget it, get rid of the house. And in that sense, most people want to say, how long do I have? And in this climate, because there's so many foreclosures and there are all these mediation procedures, you can stay in the home for a year or two without paying your mortgage. And that, I tell them, is instant equity.
Yeah, right. I mean, just it's paying those bills. But it's also you just can't cut up the cards and say, okay, well, I don't have the credit cards anymore. I'm safe from that. It's not that easy.
No, it's not that easy. And you know, the collection agents will hound you from, you know, 8 a.m. till 9 p.m., 7 days a week. And it's since they, you know, revised the law a few years ago to allow them greater access to hassling you. But there are protections for that, too. And if somebody calls or, you know, comes in, you know, I'll tell them what they can do. So if they want to call me. I do mostly Chapter 7, so my number's easy to remember. It's 201-837-7777. And if they want, they can call me. Consultation's free, and I can give them some advice on how they can get back onto the road of fiscal responsibility and stability.
And, Mike, I appreciate you coming on the show. Mike's a veteran of the radio. He had his own program, and I think he's going to be kicking it up soon again. Thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right. It was nice to be here.
This is Disaster Recovery Hour. I'm your host, Chris Plunkett. The show's been about disasters financially. Okay, they're not all about property. I'm not the expert in financial worlds. That's what I had two experts on today. Enjoy the holiday. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Let's end the war and bring home our troops. And God bless this country. Take care.
You've been listening to the Disaster Recovery Hour with your host, Chris Plunkett, from CPP Emergency Services and Restoration. You can reach Chris by calling 201-483-8953. And don't forget to tune in every Saturday morning at 7 for the Disaster Recovery Hour, right here on AM 970, The Apple.